Hi, this is Katie, and welcome to my podcast here with Cadence today.
Hello.
Today we are talking about...
We're talking about the Super Bowl game coming up on February 3rd.
Okay, so I have some questions for her. So how much are the Super Bowl tickets?
The Super Bowl tickets are very expensive. At the end of the publication, the cheapest ticket available on StubHub was $3,650 for a corner spot in the upper bowl, while the most expensive was a whooping $475,000 for a seat near the 20-yard line.
So it is a lot of money, and do you think this affects how many people go to the Super Bowl?
I mean, probably, but it's a good experience, so everyone still wants to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to be playing at halftime this year?
Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boi will join a long list of artists who have been selected the headline most watched musical event of the year. And they'll be joined on stage by rappers Travis Scott and Big Boi and Atlanta native. Super Bowl 53 will be played on Sunday, February 3rd, and kickoff is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, except the game... We expect the game to actually start around 7 p.m. And halftime should arrive around 8:30 to 9 p.m. according on the pace of the play. The halftime show is basically one big free concert to promote an upcoming album or tour. And the profits for such are exposure and equitability.
Do you think who... does the person who is going to be performing... Or the people going to be performing at the halftime show affect how much the tickets cost?
No.
Do you think if there was a more popular or more well-liked person performing, which I'm sure that they try to do, do you think there will be more people joining?
Yeah, more people, because a lot of people just go for the halftime show for the Super Bowl anyways and for the excitement. So I bet a lot more people would go.
There's like a more...
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah.
So, going back to the tickets, if you're a season holder, you're automatically entered into a lottery to have an opportunity to buy a ticket at face value. So, a lot cheaper. You're entered into a lottery to get a lot cheaper. Just like a regular game, if you are a ticket holder for your team.
Do you think you would pay that much for a ticket?
No, because I don't really like sports or like football. Or, I don't know, I would go for the excitement and for the party of it, but I wouldn't go. Do you?
Honestly, my family is pretty big on sports, but I don't think I would ever spend that much money on a ticket to see a game when you could obviously see it at home. And I know that the excitement of being there and watching the game and, like,
it's all for the
experience,
through
the
really.
TV, like,
it's a whole even different. Most seats you probably can't even see the game. They're all really fucky unless they're...
So,
there will be a lot of people attending the Super Bowl this year. We do know that.
You do?
Yes.
Like, more than last year, or just...
It says online that since it's the Patriots' fourth year in the Super Bowl...
Yeah.
...that the excitement is building up. So Tom Brady can get his last ring before he retires.
Is this year?
Yes, this is, I guess it says in one of these articles that this year is supposed to be his last year.
Oh, jeez. All right. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Have a nice day. Tune in next time.